Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. That's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Anna Conrad is here. She's the author of the book, Revolution, One Man's Leadership Journey. She's the president of Impact Leadership Solutions out of Denver, and she helps people with their leadership issues, making sure that they maximize their abilities there. And she's going to talk to us a little bit more about some specifics. I talked, Anna, about delegating, and the reason I bring this up so often whenever I'm talking about leadership is because this was my journey. I was the worst delegator in the world, and we have to cut business owners some slack, because most business founders did every job in the beginning, right? And the way we do it is perfect, Anna. Yes. And if I give it to you, you're not going to be able to do it perfect because you're not me. And so delegating, when I can do it perfect, why would I let you do it imperfectly? But people have to realize that you can't grow, you can't scale. And this is when I came up with when I learned the concept of not perfection, but excellence. What do you think?
You know, you are absolutely right, because perfection is about you. How would you do it? And that's not really fair to the other person. As long as you get the right results, the end results are the same, that's okay. And just so you and your listeners understand that this is, again, very similar. I'm drawing some parallels here. Very similar in larger companies, when what we oftentimes find is that people get promoted. You know, you get promoted because you were so good at what you do. I was a rock star at whatever my job was. Mm-hmm. So I got this job. Well, you know what? Since I got the job and I know everything, let me tell you, my direct reports exactly how to do things. And that doesn't usually fly very well.
Mm-hmm.
And for your listeners as well, if they want more specific tips, my book, Revolution, One Man's Leadership Journey, is actually full of these types of tips. It's written because of somebody exactly like you just said. It's about a gentleman who, you know, he has become a supervisor, he's a manager, and he needs to get things done. He has to get things done through others, and he does so in a way that pisses everybody off.
Mm-hmm.
So the book takes him through the executive coaching process. So if your listeners want very specific things and activities they can do, pick up that book. It'll be full of ideas and thoughts. Now, Jim, would it be helpful to your listeners if perhaps I give you some specific tips on how to delegate?
Please do.
All right. So, Jim, I loved your point about, you know what, it doesn't have to be perfect, and I'm going to hop on that and expand it. It is perfect, but perfect to them. So a couple of things. Number one, when you're delegating, it's important, you know, you're listening to this radio cast, and you're like, well, I know I can't tell you, you know, I shouldn't be, you know, hard and tell you exactly how to do things. But what you can do is you tell them, what will success look like? So in the end result, I want, you know, it needs to be so that this has occurred, whether this report has been written this way or this display has been set up to look like this. So it has to have clear...
Some specific performance.
Absolutely. Specific performance as to what the end result will look like.
With a deadline.
The deadline is always important.
Mm-hmm.
So specific performance with the deadline. And then before the deadline occurs, you need to make certain to check in with that person, not to hound them to become a micromanager,
right,
but just to check in and say, okay, just want to see how things are going. What can I do to support you? What questions do you have? And those words
are
important.
That's a really – I'm going to stop you for a second there, because to me, okay, this is one of the great – this is part of the servant leadership thing. One of the great things that I think any leader can do for the folks they're leading is to say to them, what can I do to help you? And as you say, if you do it early enough in the process of the project, they have no reason not to tell you if things aren't working out, because you've asked them about it.
Absolutely.
In a way that helps them, not accuses them.
Exactly. And that's why you have to ask them put the onus on you. What can I do to help you? Not, do you need any help?
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to prove to you that they don't need help. So if you say, do you need any help? No, I got it. And then they go back and they start sweating about it. But if you say, what can I do to help you? All of a sudden you're opening the door that, you know what? I'm here for you. And you're less likely to get a brush off. And no, I got it.
Right.
So I got
time for one more tip.
Okay. The last tip is then be open to how they do things. Make certain that when you're checking in with them, you're not saying, okay, are you doing it my way?
That's really hard for a baby boomer to do that with a millennial, isn't it?
It's hard for anybody to do it with anybody, even with your spouse.
I just say yes, ma'am, and that works out pretty well for me with my spouse. So, all right, go ahead, nice. Keep going. What's the rest of that?
And so then the last thing is, once you're done, once the task is done, follow up after. Congratulate them, thank them, make certain that you do end it. You don't just say, okay, good, it's done, let's get out of here.
Right.
But follow up with them. And what was the result of them doing that activity?
And what did we learn? How about that question?
I'm sorry, I don't understand it.
I said, what do we ask? End.
Yes.
Hey, Anna, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right, thanks so much.
The book is called Revolution, One Man's Leadership Journey, Anna Conrad. Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.